It's a virus called CryptoLocker, and it's been infecting computers all around the world. And basically what it does is it holds all of your files for ransom.
Mm-hmm.
And all those files are locked up by this virus, by this ransomware, unless you pay anywhere between $100 or $300, even as much as $1,000 to the criminals in order to gain control of your computer back.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't pay it, they throw away the key that unlocks your computer, and you never get the stuff back.
Exactly. And here's what is the whole rub in all this, is that you're actually paying a criminal for their crime. And if you don't pay them, say within 96 hours or 4 days, is that both all the private and public keys are destroyed. Because what happens is this virus will encrypt all your files. And then you need a key in order to decrypt it. So you have to pay the criminals this amount, anywhere from, as I mentioned, $300 to $700, $1,000, in order for them to decrypt the file. So you're paying a criminal who located who knows where, probably in Eastern Europe or somewhere in Asia, that they're going, and you're trusting a criminal that they are going to give you the key back in order to unencrypt your files. And now, if you have your Windows-based machine, you can make sure that you can use shadow volume copies or software restriction policies to prevent certain software from running. And we've got tips over at commando.com on how to set all that up. But really, the only way to restore it is to make sure that you have a backup.
And I've heard, I can hear people now saying, oh, I've got antivirus software in my computer, so I don't have to worry about this. Wrong.
The antivirus software isn't catching it.
Yeah.
And first of all, how you get it is it's being spread by email. So you get a message that says it's from UPS or FedEx or DHS or some other website or some other delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you click on the file because you're like, I don't remember ordering anything. But the file attached is the whole order form. So you're like, well, I wonder what it is, and maybe somebody ordered something and they used my credit card online.
Mm-hmm.
And so inside there's an executable file that looks like it's a PDF. So all knowledge is saying, well, you know, a virus can't be in a PDF file, right? It has to be EXE file or some other thing. Well, what they've done is these criminals are very astute, is that they've masqueraded a PDF file as an EXE file. And so this way, when you open it, it asks you to download something in order to read the PDF, and then bingo, bango, you got it.
And once you've got it, you're stuck with it. The other scary thing about this is it goes into your My Documents file and encrypts things there. But if you've got like backups stored on a network file somewhere that has a drive letter, it'll go find them too and lock those up. So,
So
this is one you really don't want to get.
Yeah, if you have it, and the big thing is immediately if you do get it, and you'll see a message that says, you know, your computer has been infected and you need to pay us within 4 hours. I mean, you'll know if you get this thing, is that you want to make sure that you disconnect your computer from any type of network, wireless network, wired network, because you don't want any other devices on the network to get it as well.
And I saw something about even if you have, you know, backups to your client, Carbonite. They've got some advice there that if you get hit with this thing, disconnect, like you just said, and that'll increase the chances that they've still got a good copy of the things that you're going to lose to this virus.
Exactly, because the online backups is that it happens. The big benefit is that it happens continuously and automatically, and that's what we want. And so it's really important that you make sure that you disconnect as soon as you can.
Thanks, Kim. We'll talk to you next week.
You betcha.